tuned in to Legacy Listening. I'm Dave McIver, and I'm glad you're here for Season 5. Each conversation this season is designed to bring you closer to the people, the values, and the experiences that define who we are at Lamprey Nearson and what we do. Together, we're exploring how our work, our culture, and our commitment to community shape the legacy that we're building one story at a time. So whether you're new to the show or if you've been with us since the beginning, I want to encourage you to follow Legacy Listening on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts. This season, like I mentioned, we're going to take you a little bit more inside the conversations that shape Lamprey Nearson. We're going to explore the connections between our disciplines. We're going to look at the impact of community involvement. And we're going to talk about the realities of launching a career. And ultimately, really look at the stories of growth and leadership that define our firm. Each episode offers a new perspective on how you can lead, serve, and build, whether you're navigating the early years of your career, or if you're collaborating across teams, you're investing in your community, or reflecting on what it means to belong, or even the legacy that you've already built. So no matter where you are in your journey, you'll find some insights here, and I hope some inspiration to help you shape your own legacy. Today, I'm honored to be joined by Pat Hillier, our Fort Collins office leader and design group lead. Pat is a trusted voice in our organization, known for his collaborative leadership, his ability to bring people together, and his deep commitment to community. Over the years, Pat's found countless ways to engage beyond the office, from volunteering with Habitat for Humanity to mentoring young professionals and serving on local boards. And he's here to share the why behind community involvement. Why does it matter? How do you get started and what it's meant for him, both personally and professionally? So, Pat, thanks for being here. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dave. Happy to be here.
All right. So let's get started. I want to start by taking a step back. I want to talk a little bit about your journey. I want you to talk about your journey. The power of we is our mantra for 2026 here at Lamprey Nearson, guiding how we collaborate with our clients, how we deliver our projects, how we support our communities, and foster this idea of shared ownership within our firm. And so this year, we're leaning into collaboration more than ever, knowing our greatest impacts happen when we work together, when we share those ideas, and really when we support each other. For many of us, that sense of responsibility, it grows over time, that sense of how do I get involved, how do I collaborate? And it can be shaped by our experiences, by our mentors, and ultimately the needs we see around us. Can you share with us how community involvement first became important to you? Was there like a moment or a project or someone who inspired you to start giving back? And how has your background as an engineer influenced the way you approach your service?
Yeah, well, I guess where it kind of first started or first clicked, I was involved in a leadership program back in 2017, 2018. And one great thing about that, it was a diverse set of people. So it ranged from bankers to people that were working in municipalities. And really where that helped is really got me out of my shell to do some networking and create new relationships. And really what that made me realize is how important relationships are for your career and for your actual job and just actual personal fulfillment. So that was really how it kind of got started. Also at that time, I was involved in a local fundraiser that gathered for a month once a year and to raise money for children's charities. And that was just kind of a fun, engaging moment. But the moment or someone that really inspired me to start giving back, Nancy Predall, our former president, she really encouraged leadership programs and kind of growing yourself as a leader and, you know, really kind of got me out there. And then Mike McIntosh, he got me involved in the charity and just kind of finding a special community, something that's different there that made me kind of want to continue to do it even once I got started. My background as an engineer just influenced the way I approached. Really, the unique thing is there's not a lot of engineers in these events or just what I'm going out there. So I'm kind of a unique resource, and anything that makes me feel unique or one of a kind is actually good. So, you know, even as an engineer, I still had my rules and regulations of what I wanted to do, but I was able to bring my own sense of fun to those programs and just kind of be unique there.
I love how it's a connection of passion and opportunity, a little bit of a push from somebody to get involved, but then find those things that fit who you are. I think there's a lesson in that for all of us, that we can find those things that can engage us. And it doesn't have to look the same as for somebody else or for everybody else. It can be those things that really speak to us. So once you found your entry point, what's it look like? What did that look like to you to put your passion into action?
Well, this fundraiser I was involved with, you know, there's quite a few people in there, and I found the fundraiser was more successful the more engaged people were. So just on how much effort you have to put in things to be successful, that's really what I kind of found. It really is true that the more you give, the more you get out of it. And that's really kind of what I found. if you're passionate in anything you do, people will see someone who cares. Someone who cares is a person you want to get involved with. Even if it's something like growing an average mustache like I do, but putting maximum effort and just in anything you do, from doing a great plan set to raising money, maximum effort is going to help out a lot. But doing something with fun and passion, even work, is a trait that a lot of people, including clients, are going to like. So that's try to how I act in that.
Yeah. I think our clients wind up seeing it. I think our communities wind up seeing it. And certainly, you know, those that are closest to us, when we're engaged, it kind of inspires others to do more, to become more involved. And that can apply whether we're doing something that benefits a community or at that project level, at that leadership level, when we're excited about it. It kind of fuels other people to get involved. You know, we really believe, we talk a lot about how real impact happens when expertise meets empathy. It's kind of this combination where we have some significant growth and significant involvement and some great impact across the community. You know, when we're really using our skills to address those real needs. You've been involved in a number of initiatives that go beyond the drafting table, right? They're outside of the office, from hands-on volunteer work to strategic leadership roles. Can you share a few examples of projects or organizations you've worked with? You know, what really made those experiences meaningful to you? You've talked a little bit about one already, but maybe talk not just about what made it meaningful, but what kind of outcomes, you know, homes built, family served, whatever that is that stands out to you. And how do you see your role as an engineer then amplifying those impacts?
Well, when I took my current role in Fort Collins, I just did not have the network, social or professional, that I had in Omaha. Therefore, I really had to step out and meet others, especially if I wanted to make my new role successful, just coming from Omaha right out of COVID and just getting out there. So I really started saying yes to all the opportunities that were given to me. So the first one was Hard Hats for Habitat. Basically, this is a group of kind of built environment professionals, from architects, contractors, engineers, that work with Habitat for Humanity in Fort Collins to raise money to start a house. You know, the goal every year is to raise $100,000.
Wow. Okay.
So just getting involved with that, you know, I had to start fundraising, but it was a great way to meet people in the community. However, I only knew one way of fundraising, and that was to grow a mustache and ask individuals for money, because I didn't have a large network of corporations to ask like that. So it was really through friends, family, colleagues. So my first year that I did that, I just did it by myself, and we were able to raise, well, I guess I was able to raise $8,000.
Wow.
The next year was able to get engagement from my office and had four other growers, and we raised $13,000 in our second year.
That's amazing.
And the third year, actually getting out in the community, meeting other companies, we brought another company in and we raised $17,000. And then just last year, we had four companies and we raised over $25,000. So just getting out there and meeting new people, we're able to help out Habitat for Humanity. And then I guess from this Hard Hats, I created a group called Fort Collins Follicle Club. And really, this is just became an engine to raise money through the absurdity of our mustaches. Some meaningful experiences. I'm now the kind of the chair of Hard Hats for Humanity. And it's part of that I get to help dedicate houses. And these are the houses that we're dedicating to people that put in that hard work and effort to get a habitat house and everything. So giving that speech and seeing the joy of a new homeowner was very fulfilling. Knowing that something as ridiculous as my poorly grown mustache helped was also pretty stellar. So that, you know, just something that makes you feel good. But my role as an engineer, you know, being an engineer that helps with housing is a great way to kind of shout out our industry and how the importance of development and housing is really a community builder. And, you know, one thing with Lampert Nearson, we want to be out in the community, be that community builder. Yeah. So it really connects that way.
That's great. You know, there's a couple of things that stand out to me in that. Number one is the willingness to say yes, to put yourself out there. You were in a spot where you had to, but I think the lesson for all of us is we can say yes and make ourselves available. And then over time, we can see this impact that we have grow and grow. I mean, you talked about the value or the amount of fundraising that you were able to do, continuing to grow year after year. You know, we've chatted offline. You've got a pretty audacious goal this year for your Fort Collins Follicle Club. Actually, why don't you, you know, where are you headed there?
Yeah, so we're actually in the middle of our campaign right now. We have gotten bigger. We do have 40 growers this year.
That's remarkable.
And so we're trying to get to $40,000, which would just be a huge jump. And, you know, just to bring in 40% of our overall goal in 1 month is really big. You know, able to collaborate with some other groups and just through relationships is able to help grow this. And, you know, eventually the goal is to have people be engaged with it just as much as me. So we have everyone helping out. But,
you know, it speaks to, all right, you said yes, things have continued to grow and move. You got 40 growers, you've got a big goal, you're involved in the community, you're seeing more engagement through a number of different companies now, and you're having impact. And all of those things are great because not only do they speak to Lampert Nearson being involved in the community, but they can have this kind of sense of personal uplift in them as well. And it all winds up being interwoven together as we talk about the things that drive us forward as a company, but also what can drive our people forward and how we can support the community. So kudos, because this is just you're making light of a mustache, but at the same time, you're having real impact through something as silly as facial hair. And yeah. I love it. It's a way to just see how we can get involved, how we can engage, and really grow things over time, starting with a simple yes.
Pun intended, I'm assuming.
Yeah, indeed. So community involvement is often described as a two-way street. So we set out to serve others when we're talking about community involvement, but we find ourselves growing in unexpected ways. You know, at LAMP, we do see this on a daily basis. We see team members who step up in their communities, that come back with new skills, with broader networks. You just were describing that, and a renewed sense of purpose in a lot of ways. Can you talk about the professional growth that you've experienced because of the service that you said yes to? What really personally stands out? What has been rewarding that you've really found along the way? And how has your involvement outside the office influenced your approach to leadership and teamwork within the company?
Well, for professional growth, you know, service and community involvement really led to me being nominated and voted on as a board member at LAMP. While I was here in Omaha for 18 years prior to moving out to Fort Collins, you know, I was deep into the work, deep into the plans, and really it's just getting out there. It's more than just actual plans. It's strategic growth. It's being a leader outside of the company and within the community. So that's really been helpful. Being known in the community allowed me to become a board member for ACEC Colorado, not only involved with LAMP, but just within the industry as well. So that's been a good professional growth. Personal rewards, all my personal rewards are just, you know, all these relationships I've made. It's not just professional, but it's just social as well. And just being able to know people within your community is a great way to be engaged. Involvement outside, how's it really influenced? Basically, it's really emphasizing relationships at all levels, you know, from my junior engineers to clients and just to overall community members. Having that relationship, it's going to help you in one way or the other.
Yeah.
That's really what I found. And that's one thing that I feel that Lampert Nearson's great at is just being on that relationship level and how we are great engineers for others.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. You know, and if I pull it back to this idea of the power of we at the very core of we is relationships. It's connection. And this is a way to grow that. It's maybe a different way than we would think, but being involved and engaged leads to relationship building, leads to opportunities internally and externally. And again, they all interweave together and strengthen us. So I appreciate that perspective and recognizing that through growth and being willing to say yes, you receive that personal opportunity, but also that relationship connection that spreads throughout not just the office, not just the company, but throughout the communities that we're engaged in. You know, one of the things that I hear most often from both colleagues and friends is that they want to get involved, but maybe they're not so sure where to start, right? You talked a little bit earlier about just being willing to say yes. For most people, time is tight. Confidence, it really can be a hindrance. It can keep people from saying yes. And sometimes the sheer number of options can feel maybe overwhelming. At Lamper & Earsom, we want to encourage everyone to find their own path to service, but we know that first step can frequently be the hardest. So what advice do you have for someone who's interested in giving back that hasn't taken that leap yet? What practical strategies or mindsets could you suggest that would help somebody get started? And how do people identify opportunities that align with their skills and interests, even if maybe they're not quite ready?
Yeah, well, it really does take bravery and the confidence in putting yourself out there and wanting to improve yourself. So That's kind of the first thing, and just embracing that try new things attitude. You know, you can just become comfortable and steady, but if you really want to see a jump or anything like that, it's that bravery and a try new things attitude. I mean, when people ask me if I'm in sales or another outgoing profession, it's like kind of a mini compliment to me just because I know how much I've had to grow and put myself out there to get to that level. But putting an effort into your organization just as much as like a plan set is just a great mindset.
Yeah.
And so that's what I like to see. You know, I've loved working at Lamper & Earsom because it's kept me engaged, and that's kind of what I want to do as a leader as well. So being engaging, whatever you do, or it's really going to get you more out of it than just being a participant. That's really my overall strategy there.
Maybe just some ideas on how do you identify those opportunities? Any thoughts on where folks can go to look?
You know, Lamper & Earsom does a really great job with our annual reviews. And I always tell people that when you're trying to get involved in community organizations or anything like that, it doesn't have to be like an ASCE or NSPE, something professional. It's got to be something that you're engaged and passionate about.
Yes.
That's really what you want to be doing there. Because just like something like, you know, mustaches, there's people throughout the whole community there. So that could be some type of way to engage in that community that they may end up needing an engineer or something, and they can just see you out there. So it's not always that professional organization. It's just something that you're going to be passionate about and something that you're going to put effort into.
That's great. If you think about what are your passions, if you're thinking about, you know, what do I really enjoy doing? What am I good at? And looking for those opportunities that fit that mold. You know, for us, as a company, we maintain a list of organizations that our people are involved in. We have it in our impact report. It's a great way to go look at what impact do we have in the community when we're involved, but it's also a great resource. So are your fellow coworkers to ask, you know, how are you involved? What gets you excited? And look for those things that can provide some alignment for you. It doesn't, to your point, have to be professionally related. Just find that thing that speaks to you, right? Yeah. You know, for us, it's about living out our core values. Our core values aren't words on the wall. That's not why they're printed. It's really about, for me and for us, it's about living them out. They're a foundation for how we operate, how we do things. And they're really a lens through which we look at our role in the community. As leaders, I believe we have a responsibility to model service and to create space for others to be involved, to get involved. So how have you seen your leadership at Lamper & Earsom support community engagement informally, formally, and are you seeing that impact your team members? Do you have any stories about team members whose service has inspired you and vice versa, who you've inspired? And ultimately, how do you see our culture of service shaping both the future of our firm and the communities that we're engaged in that we serve.
Yeah. Well, first, Lamprey-Nielsen's always been my number one donor for mustaches, not only the people, but the actual company itself. And, you know, Lamprey-Nielsen's, you know, words on the wall of leave a legacy within the community. That's just a great way that I want to follow. And honestly, when, you know, we have interviews and everything, I always tell people or potential hires, you know, we are a for-profit company, but we use that profit to give back to the communities we serve. And so that's really been a great way that Lamprey-Nielsen's inspired me. Stories of team members, you know, have really inspired me. You know, I talked about Nancy earlier, but just all the charities and boards she's was on. Rob Vanderveen in the Omaha office, just being a host for the charity he created. That was a good one. John Shellhorn, Josh Croak, they do their own little fundraising campaigns that are great at raising money. And then finally, Candace in our Fort Collins office has been a real big inspiration with the amount of time she gives to all types of things, the many people she knows, and basically her "yes, I can help" attitude.
Yeah.
How do I see our cultures, you know, shaping the future of our firm? I mean, LAMP really embraces the charitable aspect, and when others see LAMP as a community leader through volunteering and fundraising, I feel like we become kind of that pillar and just recognizable within the community.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that's what I really like to see. And having people know Lamprey-Nielsen within the community, it's like, if they first said, for fundraising and what they do for Habitat, and then also for our great engineering, those are just great aspects.
Yeah, it reinforces both sides of who we are as a company. It's the fact that we want to engage and support our communities, and we provide excellent service that is focused on community impact for the long term. It's about living out that legacy that we're trying to build. So I appreciate that a lot. Before we wrap up, I just want to give kind of open the floor to you, you know, so that for anybody who's listening, who's been inspired by your story, what's your call to action? How can they take that first step towards making a difference in their own community?
Well, kind of like I said earlier, just that way to get involved. You know, we're always looking for any type of community involvement or outside group, and do something you'll be proud of and be proud to tell others that you're doing. Mm-hmm. Just find that one thing that you're really passionate about and go full effort into it. We are, our Fort Collins Follicle Club, we're kind of sponsored by Ron Swanson. We kind of go by his mantra, and he always has one of his sayings is, don't half-ass two things, full-ass one thing. So maybe find that one passionate thing that you are and go for it. You know, engineers, we are problem solvers, so we should be able to figure out kind of our call to action and really what we're passionate about. You know, that first step. So I was kind of naturally kickstarted with my new role in Fort Collins, and just realizing to be successful there, I need to get involved, embrace my community, and find relationships. Relationships aren't just finding friends. They're also a way to get help. You know, I didn't get this position on my own. I had help, and I asked for help, and I got involved. So I would say, you know, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid to ask for help and get involved.
Yeah. Thanks. It's great advice. I think so often we just kind of get stuck in that. I'm not sure if I can. I'm not sure if I should. And it's really changing that mindset to go do it, go all in, and ask for help along the way. It's just a great way to get people connected and maybe even have that perspective that you can expect some pretty significant growth as a result, personally and professionally. Pat, thanks for sharing your journey. Thank you for sharing your insights. I fully expect people will be impacted by what they've heard. It's just a great example of how by putting yourself out there, you can have some personal growth, and you can expect some professional growth through the challenges that exist. And conversations like this are what make legacy listening such a vital part of our culture at Lamprey-Nielsen. So if this episode resonated with you, I want to encourage you to do two things. First, follow Legacy Listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts so you don't miss our next conversation and that next inspiration. We're launching our very first two-part episode featuring early career professionals Danny Fell, Cassie Wolf, and Grant Goodrich. They'll be sharing candid stories about launching their careers at Lamprey-Nielsen, the lessons and the surprises and the growth that comes in those first few years. and you'll hear about their transition from school to the workplace and the challenges and wins along the way, along with the importance of mentorship and how culture has really shaped their growth. So whether you're just starting out or supporting someone who is, it's something you won't want to miss. Second, share this episode with someone in your network who's been thinking about getting more involved in their community. It's easy to listen, again, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or right on your browser on your website. Your story and your legacy starts with a simple step. Pat, thanks again. Appreciate you being a part of this today. I'm Dave McIver, and this is Legacy Listening. Thanks for joining us, and I look forward to sharing our next conversation very soon.